My apologies, Skywalker, Card said, frowning slightly as he watched the others go. They're usually better behaved than that with guests. Now, please, sit down. Luke did so, accepting the cup Card offered him. Mara stepped past him and took up position next to her chief. Her blaster, Luke noted, was now in a wrist holster on her left forearm, nearly as accessible as it would have been in her hand.
It's just a mild stimulant, Card said, nodding to the cup in Luke's hand. Something to help you wake up.
He took a drink from his own cup and set it back down on the low table. Luke took a sip. It tasted all right. And anyway, if Card had wanted to drug him, there was hardly any need to stoop to such a childish subterfuge.
Would you mind telling me where my droid is?
Oh, he's perfectly all right, Card assured him. I have him in one of my equipment sheds for safekeeping.
I'd like to see him, if I may.
I'm sure that can be arranged, but later.
Card leaned back in his seat, his forehead furrowing slightly.
Perhaps after we've figured out just exactly what we're going to do with you.
Luke glanced up at Mara.
Your associate mentioned the possibilities. I'd hoped I could add another to the list.
That we send you back home?
Card suggested.
With due compensation, of course, Luke assured him. Say, double whatever the Empire would offer?
You're very generous with other people's money,
Card said dryly.
The problem, unfortunately, doesn't arise from money, but from politics. Our operations, you see, extend rather deeply into both Imperial and Republic space. If the Empire discovered we'd released you back to the Republic, they would be highly displeased with us.
And vice versa if you turned me over to the Empire, Luke pointed out.
True,
Card said.
Except that given the damage to your X-Wing subspace radio, the Republic presumably has no idea what happened to you. The Empire, unfortunately, does.
And it's not what they would offer, Mara put in. It's what they have offered. 30,000.
Luke pursed his lips.
I had no idea I was so valuable, he said.
You could be the difference between solvency and failure for any number of marginal operators,
Card said bluntly.
There are probably dozens of ships out there right now, ignoring schedules and prior commitments to hunt for you.
He smiled tightly.
Operators who haven't even given a moment of consideration to how they would hold on to a Jedi even if they caught one.
Your method seems to work pretty well, Luke told him. I don't suppose you'd be willing to tell me how you've managed it.
Card smiled again.
Secrets of that magnitude are worth a great deal of money. Have you any secrets of equal value to trade?
Probably not, Luke said evenly. But again, I'm sure the New Republic would be willing to pay market value.